Well, good morning, West Texans. All you good, fine, friendly folks out there who wish you were. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Rowe. Take you till 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios. As we turn morning into afternoon with you fine folks in San Angelo on ESPN 960. Here in the Hubbleplex, we got you on Talk 103.9 FM News, Money, Sports. It is Two Word Tuesday. We also talk food on Tuesdays around here. We got Tech Baseball later on this evening. A two-game set with the GCU coming into town. And then we've got the Rangers, where rangery things happened last night. This is why we can't have nice stuff as Ranger fans. So all that and a whole lot more for you today. Text in 806-855-3712. I can already tell on the text line we're going to be visiting with you guys about some Red Raider basketball fairly early on in the show. So use the 806 so it doesn't go to the angry man in Florida. He will not return your text messages. 806-855-3712. If you listen on the app, great. We appreciate it. If not, you better do it fast. Download it from KKM.com. Turn on the notifications. Follow the station on Twitter at Talk1039. Now me, I'm just Ryan Hyatt at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. You can check out our website, TheRaiderland.com. Also on Facebook, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland. Multiple platforms waiting for you. We come back in the evening with a daily broadcast around 6:30-ish. We'll tidy up the day's events with you. Highly interactive and fun. So follow us on Twitter for sure, at Ryan Hyatt Media. If you're not doing it, you ought to right now. He's Rob Bro, at Rob Bro Show on Twitter. Pulse is the people, king of hat of the day. And he is one-third of the Gambling Gauchos, and he is the sole and only host of the Rob Bro Show that you hear on Talk 103.9 FM, News, Money, Sports, every day from 1 to 2, except for the days that it does not air. All right, happy Tuesday, everybody. Rob, happy Tuesday to you.
Happy Tuesday. Sorry,
yeah, it's all right.
Saw a tweet here.
Uh-oh. We can't see tweets.
We can get into it later. I need to read the story first.
Is there a backstory that we're unfamiliar with, or
what?
Is there a backstory to it that we need to know? It sounds like a hell of a tweet all of a sudden.
It's a story. I just hadn't seen it yet.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if there's a backstory. I haven't read the story yet.
Oh, yeah. Then how could you know? Yeah, it seems patently impossible.
That's why my face was all scrunched up.
It's all absurd to even begin to pontificate on what it might or might not be. All right, so we've made it to Tuesday. We'll get a couple of topics out for you and then find out maybe what this story is about. Two-word Tuesday. Every day we give you, every Tuesday we give you a topic. You give us two words like a headline. We're ripping this one out of the headlines. One of the most interesting, polarizing, talked-about sports figures over the last 30 years, it seems like. That's right, the man who has now sold out Colorado football preseason season ticket sales for the first time in three decades. Deion Sanders is your two-word Tuesday topic. And going back to even before I was hosting the Williams and Hyatt Show, which began in 94 with me and Don Williams, Deion Sanders has seemingly been in the limelight every step of the way. There might not be, but just a handful of people that have been talked about through the however 20-some-odd, 30-some-odd years nearly of doing daily radio in some form or fashion for me than Deion Sanders. I'm fascinated by the fascination. Keep feeling fascination, said the Human League, and we ask you to do that today. Give us two words to describe Deion Sanders, because obviously there's something, I mean, we've known this for a while, that he moves the needle, but there aren't many coaches that come in and sell out a stadium, pre-sell, in April. Joey McGuire, a lot of hope, a lot of everything. He didn't sell out Jones Stadium. Of course, I think Jones Stadium is about 10,000 seats, maybe more, bigger than Folsom these days. Not really sure what their capacity is. But that is the two-word Tuesday topic today. You give us two words to describe Deion Sanders. Then you could extend. Like I said, it's a headline. And then you can give us more thoughts, because it's just fascinating to me the impact that he is having now on college football. And I never saw that coming. I pretty much chortled and laughed years ago when, oh, yeah, he's Coach Prime now. Oh, okay. All right, Coach Prime. Yeah, that's it. Okay, very good. Coach Prime. Now here we are, future Big 12 member Colorado, sold out. Two-word Tuesday. Topic is Deion Sanders, a little prime time. And you can't say prime time. Take that off the board. Now, our question of the day, every day we kind of wander into food in some form or fashion. We do it officially on Tuesdays, Hat Tip Cooking Channel, best thing ever, right? Oh, you're texting in right now? Good. 806-855-3712. Today, I want you to give us destination restaurants. Give us three, up to three, maybe more, destination restaurants. And by that, what I mean is that when you go out of town, the caveat here is it can't be in your hometown. It has to be somewhere else. What, like 30 miles outside of your hometown at least, minimum? I don't know. We put a mileage on it. Destination restaurants that when you go to a certain city, when you go to a certain town, when you find yourself in a certain spot, that it's almost a given, it is a must-eat place. That if you're going to Dallas, if you're going to Fort Worth, if you're in Nacogdoches, if you're down in Houston, if you're up in Tulsa, I don't know. You're in Clovis, you're in Tulia. You get the idea that it's destination restaurants. On my column, Five Things We Know on a Sunday, I talked about, you know, places that you would drive to just to go eat at a restaurant. There's a place in Red River, New Mexico, Mexican food place called Sundance Restaurant that is just legendary for their stuff, sopapilla, among other things. That is kind of one of those destination restaurants that if I find myself in Red River, and I often do, but not nearly often enough, I'm going to eat there. There's places in Kansas City. There are places all over that are, you just know when you're there, if you don't eat at a certain restaurant, the trip has been unfulfilling.
Yeah.
It just didn't work out.
All subs.
When traveling through Lorenzo or here in Seymour.
Yeah, got to grab it.
Seymour still has to have more all subs per capita than any small town, right? You hit one coming in on the T intersection where you make your choice whether you're going to like Alney or whether you're going to Wichita Falls. And then there's another one down there before you turn back to the left. Oh, well, I digress. Three destination restaurants. And I'll probably throw out more than three today as we get started. But that's what we got. We do have Tech Baseball if you want to discuss that. Men's basketball. There's still some pearl clutching. There's still some angst. There's really, in some places, Rob, I have seen gnashing of teeth and wailing among the Tech fan base that it's all over.
There's some absolute freak out. Another one yesterday when the North Texas big man committed to Xavier instead of Texas Tech.
Right. Legendary Xavier. Who's coaching them now? What's that guy's name? Can't remember.
Yeah, I think he used to coach at Arizona
or something. So we have some of that.
Got a late helmet sticker, too.
Oh, really? Late helmet sticker coming in?
You want it now or later?
Let's do it later. Okay. I want to get a couple of texts in, and then we can talk about DeGrom, and we can do a helmet sticker and see what happens. Right off the bat, this was texted in by a Plainsman in Dallas, one of our more prolific texters there in the Metroplex.